Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Stomping on Eggshells with your host, Anthony Newton. You guys get like a double episode today. There was just some things I needed to get out of my head and into yours, right? So, for some of you that have been, you know, listening to my channel for, you know, some time, you know that, you know, I teach at university. And was a grade school teacher as well, right? And so, at university, you know, I teach public speaking, sports broadcasting, anything in the communication realm. So, that's communication in law, creative communication, intercultural communication, right? But they all are sort of in and around that communication realm. And I love to teach it, right? So the best thing is sort of getting to watch the next generation of, you know, basically the next generation of adults, right? So the students that I usually get are anywhere from, you know, let's just say 18 to about 24. And it is interesting, you know, how a lot of them embrace each other, you know, how a lot of them talk to each other. And just the way they communicate, different body languages. And there was, you know, a couple things I found really interesting, right? Because, you know, being that I do teach communication classes, being that I do teach public speaking classes, there is a lot of speeches and a lot of writing, right? So in these speeches and in these writings, you see a lot of the political, you see a lot of the, let's say, I don't want to use the term naive, but it almost is just that, but just the way that, you know, you would believe a college student to see the world, right? It's just, you know, starry-eyed, anything can happen, and just not enough of, oh, already, you know, things did already happen. And while I've gotten some stories where they've definitely been through some things, you know, at 17, 18, 21, 22, you just haven't lived enough life. You haven't experienced enough to be able to, I guess to be able to think clearly about, you know, when you see certain political ideologies, to be able to think about them and how they affect you in the real world, right? So, you know, you can definitely see them. I give these persuasive speech assignments, and they're always really interesting to see because, you know, I've heard speeches from, you know, let's just say abortion, right? So, you know, pro-abortion, anti-abortion, what else? Death penalty, you know, pro or against, you know, practically all of those, you know, political ideas, both for and against. And it is actually really interesting to, you know, see some of those students get up there and almost tiptoe around everything that's going on. Right now, two things could be true. One of those things is obvious, right? you know, they see their classmates and they say, okay, like, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to step on any toes. So let me tiptoe around my argument. And another thing could also be true where it's like they haven't been able to, you know, come to grips with the way reality works. And so this could be, you know, and I'm trying to work all this out, but, you know, this could be just not being able to grow in this new age of technology, right? You know, when a child sort of gets stuck in the state of, you know, let's just say 2 to 3, where, you know, it's all about me, me, me. And, you know, in that age, 3 to 6, let's say, they start to not just engage with their own identity, but also, you know, become a part of other identities. You know, sort of like playing with friends and being able to understand that, oh, like, you know, this actually works if I care about somebody outside of myself. You know, I play this, you know, so-called game of life with somebody else. And so both of those things could be true, right? But it is just fascinating to see where we've come, you know, as a society, that people can't even state reality because of the fear of not being accepted, right? And, you know, as a communications professional, or, you know, like public speaking, right, where, you know, I generally teach students to, you know, be able to structure and organize thoughts, right? But to be able to also come up with, you know, facts, concrete arguments, you know, things like that, never too in depth, as far as me having, you know, any graduate classes yet, right? So, but at the same time, it is like, I find it just really interesting that it is so much harder than, I would say, when I was in, you know, like my first year of college, right? You know, first couple, you know, I think it started to shift maybe as, you know, and not the not just the naive mindset, right? So I'm talking about just the way that we communicate, right? Just, you know, across gender, across culture, right? Just the way that we communicate in general. Because it's always been, you know, the naiveness and, you know, some may say universities even, you know, they teach these different ideologies that, oh, you know, like the world should be a perfect place. And we could see that in universities, you know, these different professors are definitely making an imprint on these students. And it's been that way. In my experience, you know, I definitely do not subscribe to the everyday professor. Oh, you know, life is, you know, not fair, and we need to get it fair for everybody, because, you know, I understand that in general life is suffering, right? But we'll come back to that. But we don't want to hurt people's feelings, you know, and I think that is a good thing. Right, so I think we think about things a little bit more. right? So students, you know, so students are starting to think about things a little bit more, a little bit differently. And I do think that's a good thing, right? So, you know, them being able to, you know, be amongst their peers and say, you know, I don't really get what it is that you're supposed to be doing, or, you know, I don't necessarily subscribe to, you know, like the lifestyle that you live, but, you know, I believe that you should be, you know, treated like a human being, right? So that tends to be the most, you know, exciting thing for this next generation. Now, caveat, right? So you understand when you get to a, you know, when you get to a certain level, that, like a certain level meaning just in life, right, that you can't always get what you want. No, you can't always have it your way, right? And, you know, as adults, we understand that, right? And I think, you know, trying to do best by everybody, you know, is, you know, I think it's a nice sentiment that generally people, you know, want to adhere to, but, you know, we all understand that it's just not, you know, it's not possible, right? So when you look at somebody like Bernie Sanders, right? You know, oh man, why do they keep passing up Bernie Sanders on the ticket? You know, he's been a Democrat for so long or whatever it is. Like, why do they keep passing him up? And it's just like everything that, you know, you sort of experience like early on. It's just like, yo, even though, you know, we want to do right by everybody and, you know, and we want to make sure everybody is treated fairly and all of that, we understand that, you know, that's not really a, you know, it's not possible to be able to, for everybody to just get what they want. Right. And so when I look at these college students and I see the way they communicate, you know, it just, it's setting them up, right? So it's just like, sorry, I'm trying to make these analogies to be able to connect better, you know, my thoughts and with you guys, but it's almost like, you know, not giving kids grades, you know, because you don't want them to feel, however, you know, and I mean, like in elementary school now, I know at least in Palm Beach County, they don't give out grades, or, you know, giving participation trophies, like all of those things where it's just like, oh, hey, you know, here, because you showed up, you know, here's a medal, you know, here's a participation trophy because you showed up. And as adults, you know, as, you know, people who just like generally, not even just Red Wing, right? But people who just understand life a little bit more, understand that there's no possible way that you are going to be able to make everybody happy and make everything fair for everybody. Like, that's just not the way that life works, right? And so as college students, I'm not sure if the professors, you know, don't want to shatter their dreams. It seems to be a little more than that because of, you know, just like the certain rhetoric that, you know, a lot of these professors tends to be obviously in, you know, like college campuses are seen as mostly liberal. And to be honest, it makes sense, right? So, you know, I spend, you know, a lot of my time being, you know, like observing these college students and, you know, hearing them speak and, you know, like hearing them, you know, give like literal speeches about, you know, things that they're passionate about or things they experienced, you know, things that they want to see. And it just makes, you know, it makes a lot of sense that, like, you know, this is, you know, they're trying to figure out the world around them. So it just makes sense that, oh, okay, you know, when trying to figure out the world around you, like, hey, why isn't everything perfect, right? You know, like, why can't everybody be equal? Or, you know, why can't we all have, you know, like, this wage where everybody sort of makes, you know, the same amount of money? You know, why do rich people need so much money? You know, why are there so many poor people? You know, like, those, I think those are actually really good questions to have. I think as a young person, you have to be able to say, like, and just like not even as a young person, but as anybody, you have to be able to say, hey, like, let me try and figure out, like, let me try and figure out why this is, you know, why is it that way? Right. And so that's a big thing that I do with, you know, a lot of my students. And we just, you know, we go through it. I don't let them, you know, just walk their argument into some sort of, you know, just broad, you know, attacking of a certain party, like whatever it is. You know, I need them to back up their arguments with facts and statistics. You know, they need to be logical. Right. So, you know, as the years have obviously gone on, you know, I've done, you know, I've done obviously a lot more things that I did in the beginning when I first started teaching. But, you know, I help them to just try to navigate this world and life as much as possible. And in the communication realm, it's super important now because, you know, as we can see, you know, we've gone through all of the, you know, the censoring stuff and, you know, people are still trying to be censored. And then now with social media and technology, there's just so many different, you know, like avenues and different ways that people can, like, attack speech and attack you. And if, you know, like, I see if these students are growing up in, you know, in this chaos, right? These students are growing up in, you know, this chaotic world where, you know, like, they're not allowed to do certain things or say certain things because there's always cameras and, you know, like, they always feel like they're going to be attacked when, in actuality, you know, they're questioning life, right? Which is exactly what you do as a, you know, like, as a teenager, right? Early 20s, 30s, you know, like, you have a bunch of questions. Like, and you should always have a bunch of questions and continue learning. Right. But, you know, we live in this cancellation world where, you know, like, these kids, you know, that, like, not even famous. Right. So just like not even famous people who are afraid of getting canceled because, you know, like, they say, you know, something quote unquote homophobic or, you know, quote unquote misogynist or, you know, like anything. Right. So it's not even just like, oh, hey, like, I'm questioning it because, like, I would like to know more about it. Or, you know, maybe, you know, maybe I'm a Christian, right? And, like, I am Christian, not maybe I'm a Christian, but just, like, hypothetically, right? So, you know, like, maybe I'm a Christian and, you know, like, my church tells me that, you know, like, you know, man should be with woman, right? And so now, like, this is what I've learned growing up. And then I see now, oh, you know, like, they said man should be with woman. But now, you know, like, we have, you know, gay people, we have lesbians, right? Why is that a, you know, like, why do people do that, right? And so now in this world, we've created a, oh, you can't even ask that because that's homophobic. And not like, oh, hey, like, that's a, like, that's a good question, right? This is how these different people feel, you know? That's not, you know, we don't necessarily know, but, you know, or you can go ask them and find out, oh, okay, now we've had the conversation. Oh, okay, I might be more apt to, you know, engage with, you know, like, somebody who is homosexual, right? This is not like, oh, I'm Christian, so therefore, like, I hate all gays, right? This is trying to navigate the world. And, you know, I think I used the gay comment or the gay analogy because, you know, that's something that, you know, like, we've all dealt with at one point or another. But, you know, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of things out there, right? It could be like, you know, forever, you know, I was asking the questions about, you know, like, why black people mostly vote Democrat. Right. And it was just like, oh, you know, this is, you know, something that was sort of just bred into like our community. Right. No questions really asked. That's just sort of like something that we did. And I had to go and do that research for myself and then find, you know, to find out like, oh, like I was voting the wrong way the whole time. And it wasn't just like, oh, you know, like these people were bad. It was just like, oh, that's just not like I didn't really know that, but that's not what I believe in. Right. And then you make changes, but you constantly, you know, like, you know, I still voted. Yeah, I still voted Democrat for a while, you know. Well, I mean, you know, granted, right, I'm 29. Right. So. I think I, you know, I voted Democrat for maybe like the first term, you know, cause that was like, I was like 18 and then I started just asking questions and, you know, I went through like my hippie phase where I was just like, oh yeah, you know, like this guy wants pot legal, like let's vote for that guy, you know? And I didn't really smoke pot, you know, that was just a thing to do, you know, early in college. And to, oh man, like, you know, look at all these like problems, right? You know, whether it's healthcare, whether it's, you know, like just keeping like certain freedoms, right? Understanding like, oh, hey, like what kind of world like my child's gonna grow up in, right? And then you go, you know, conservative, right? Because the, you know, like the ideals just change for you, right? The fact that, you know, these students are, you know, trying to navigate, you know, like one of the, you know, one of the most fundamental, one of the most fundamental of just life, you know, is language. And, you know, it's just, you could see how hard it is for them to, you know, just say whatever they're going to say without, you know, like, being ridiculed or, you know, looked bad upon by, you know, their peers. And, you know, they all grew up in different families. So, you know, like you can't say, oh, hey, I love Trump, you know, without getting, you know, spat on by somebody whose family, you know, maybe grew up Democrat or raised them Democrat. right? And that's just, you know, that's not a way to teach children, right? And, you know, like, and I call college students, you know, they're all still children. They still, you know, like, they're adults in the eyes of the government, you know, but, the, you know, they still think like children, right? Because they're still trying to, like, navigate around, you know, this world that is just, you know, it's like it's changing so much, you know, and it's just like, oh, you know, I can't say this, or I can say this, or, you know, I can't do that, you know, and so, you know, I think it's so, you know, it's so disheartening, it's so disingenuous that, you know, we can't even allow students or people in general, kids, adults, to, like, see something, you know, maybe act in, you know, the moment, or, you know, like, say something that maybe they believed at the time because they were ignorant to, like, whatever the true fact was. And we don't actually give them, you know, a chance to say, oh, hey, like, why did you think this way? Right? Because, you know, there are people out there that definitely intend to, you know, to speak, like to speak to harm, right? You know, not harm physically, obviously. You know, and I'm also not talking about one of those microaggression things. You know, I'm just talking about people who are, you know, speaking to her, like, hurt you emotionally. Like, we understand that, you know, those people exist, right? But we also understand that that's not most people. Like, most people are, you know, just like you and I, right? They're just trying to figure out the world, right? When, you know, you're raised by a group of people who, you know, are, you know, like, you know, racist, you know? Like, and then you have the proclivity to, you know, say jokes, you know, race jokes. And, you know, it's easy for me to go, oh, man, you know, he's just, you know, he's a racist and, you know, he's just a mean guy because he did this and that, without actually understanding, like, the full scope of your story. Right? And nobody is saying that anything that, you know, like, people say, oh, you know, if it's wrong, you know, or it hurts your feelings, that that doesn't matter. But, like, where, you know, like, how can we get anywhere if you just say, oh, you hurt my feelings, so therefore, like, I'm going to cancel you? Like, how does that make any sense, or how does that make the problem better? Like, it doesn't. Right? And so I think, you know, for us now, we have to just look and see that, you know, language is a fickle thing. You know, it's constantly, you know, like, so language isn't changing, but the way that we view it is, right? And so, you know, like, allowing people to, you know, catch up, right? And for me, there was, you know, growing up, you know, we said, you know, we said gay a lot, you know, and it had nothing to do with, you know, like, your homosexual preference, right? Had nothing at all to do with your homosexual preference, right? It had literally, we just, like, it was like, oh, you know, your friend threw a rock at, you know, the trash can, and you just go, oh, that's gay. You know, it was just like, it just meant something was dumb, right? And so, me growing up, you know, always saying that around my friends, you know, by the time, you know, you got into, like, whatever it was, like high school, right? And then you actually knew gay people, and they were, like, your friends, you know? You were just like, oh, okay, like, I see, like, this might be a problem if I continue to say that. And then guess what? You just, you know, you start to go, oh, okay, like I see how that can make you feel odd. Right? So it started as, oh, hey, like I was just somebody saying something dumb and not understanding that, you know, like it could have an effect on somebody, right? And then I go, oh, well, you know, I got friends, you know, this dude's cool. Like, you know, let me try to be better, right? Like, I won't say that, you know, it might take me a couple of tries or whatever, but, you know, like, I won't say that. And then you sort of, you know, like, you become, you know, better. And when, like, and today, you know, like, these students don't even have the opportunity to be able to navigate, and they know it, which is not good, because you hold back a bunch of, you know, different things, and, like, as part of it, right, so part of it is, right, and I'm sort of, like, trying to break this down, because part of it is good that you're more, that you're more aware of, you know, your the feelings and the things that some of your peers might be going through, right? Whereas, you know, 10, 20 years before, people didn't really, you know, they might have been going through these things, but they really didn't come out saying it, right? And now, you know, everybody is sort of aware that, you know, there are gay people, you know, the transgender people do exist, right? And just because, you know, you're not, you know, just because you might not know, like, what they're going through, you know, you can still be there and, you know, treat them like human beings. But at the same time, you know, kids say things all the time, right? Kids make mistakes, and, you know, like, and it, they may even mean it at the time that they say it, but, you know, why hold a 30-year-old to the sins of their 15-year-old self? Like, that just doesn't make sense. You know, we constantly grow, right? Why not take the time to figure out, you know, like, why that person did what they did or why they said what they said, right? Instead of just going straight to cancel mode. Oh, well, you like Donald Trump, so, like, I'm not going to talk to you. Okay, you haven't had a conversation with the person, you know, like, you don't like the person because of, you know, like, they believe that a person was doing a job correctly. Like, that just doesn't make sense. Or, oh, you know, like, you watch this person, so you must be racist. It's like, how do these things equate to each other, right? And, you know, it's the media pushing these different narratives and these different agendas. And I think it really is, you know, it really is a shame, you know, because kids do not, you know, kids don't need that. Like, you know, where they're going through so many things already, you know, I just believe that, you know, there are just things that we're able to do to be able to mitigate, you know, everything that, you know, these kids are faced with, right, by, you know, maybe just changing up a little bit, allowing, you know, because the thing is, you know, kids, most of the time they mimic, right? So, you know, that goes for, you know, not just, you know, like, toddlers and, you know, grade age kids. Like, that goes for, you know, everybody, especially teenagers, you know, where, gosh, the things like, you know, the things that we got away with and the things that we said as children, you know, because there was no cameras in our face, is, you know, it's crazy. But all of that roundabout and, you know, 12:30 a.m. talk to say, but we definitely need to pull back on, you know, trying to, you know, cancel these people, you know, like these students, these kids, and or even just like people in general, because that's exactly, you know, that's exactly where that starts. Because you're like, because somebody was like, oh, I can cancel somebody for saying something mean. And then everybody goes, oh, that's just what we do now. You know, if somebody's mean to you, we just have to, you know, we don't care why they were mean to you. Like, we don't care, you know, like what you did to provoke it. We don't care about any of that. We just know he was mean, and therefore, you know, like, he's going to be canceled or she's going to be canceled. And that just sets the kids up for failure. Because now, you know, they're thinking that, they're thinking the same exact way. Like, oh, well, you know, if they got canceled, right, why wouldn't that be okay for, you know, somebody else to get canceled? And I don't think that's the way we should operate the world. We need to try to understand each other better, right? I mean, there's never just like a, like one size fits all, you know, like all of these different things are like just multivariate analysis. Like, you have to sit down and you have to formulate plans, not just for like, you know, people being canceled, not just for people saying like wrong words. Like, you had like all of these things sort of correlate with each other, and you have to figure out, you know, like how to fix these problems, you know, not just, you know, adding a Band-Aid or some kind of pharmaceutical drug to it, you know, but by saying, okay, like, you know, this leads to this, this leads to that, you know, like, you know, how can we fix this problem? How can we communicate a little better? Right. And so, you know, I try to teach, you know, as many students as I can, you know, how to be able to, you know, communicate, you know, and, you know, debate, you know, with true intention, right? With true facts, true willingness to, like, get to know somebody, right? Because without that, you know, we're just a bunch of people screaming at each other for absolutely no reason at all. Just because we misunderstood each other. And that's wild. That is wild, my friends. But much appreciated, peeps. This was Stomping on Eggshells with your host, Anthony Newton, and I'm out.